This is the Morning Mayhem with Howard Feldman and the team. The best start to your day.
Feldman, this is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. Professor Kalibogo Mapunye, who is a professor of African politics at the University of South Africa. Good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. Thank you very much for inviting me, and good morning to your listeners. I'm doing well, thanks.
Good. So how is it looking? Obviously, it's too early to tell really what is going on, but are there any trends that you are seeing this morning or seeing through the night that might be telling of where this election is headed?
Howard, you are spot on. It's still early days.
Mm-hmm.
The results are trickling in, and normally, you know, with people who are experienced in these things called elections, you are always well advised to wait until the very last count has been made. And not only that, also, by the way, people forget. I've just come back from West Africa, where we were observing elections on behalf of the African Union. You have to wait until even the objections, Howard, have been effected.
Really?
So you can't start saying, okay, now 60%. Remember, there are some people who are challenging that very 60% or whatever. So, but in a nutshell, to answer your question, the trends, on the one hand, when I was looking at, you know, the IEC leaderboard in the at the NROC, at the National Results Operations Center in Pretoria late last night, and very early in the morning to see what has changed. It looked as if, obviously, you know, everybody is talking about this low voter turnout. That's going to be the major feature of this election. However, having said that, for me, I can already see that we are not likely to veer too far away from the top three, you know, DA, ANC, EFF, and maybe, you know, now the surprising package for me has been this Freedom Fund Plus. But it's not that surprising, because although this is a national, we are talking about a local government election, meaning that we have to take our cue or comparison from the 2016 election, not the 2019.
Right.
Once, because the 2019 one was an NPE, a national provincial election.
Right.
But that being the case, the point, Howard, I can already see that the surprise that we had in the national election of 2 years ago, 2019, when many journalists were asking me, but, you know, how come we are having this Freedom Front Plus upstaging even the DA in some municipalities, is because of, you know, the, some of the traditional DA voters who felt that the DA was disappointing them. So we are quite likely to see perhaps that trend of 2019 continuing even in this local government election, you know, unlike maybe what happened in 2016.
A lot of people talking about Action SA versus the ANC in Soweto, saying that it seems to be making strong inroads there, or certainly giving the ANC a bit of a run for their money. What's your thought on that?
I wouldn't say it's giving the ANC a run for its money for the very same reason that I've given, that it's still early days. Let's until the figures come in. And once they're in, you know, like where 99.9% of the votes have been counted, that's when you can say, yes, this Action SA, Heaven Mashaba's party has given the ANC a run for its money. But for now, Howard, like I'm telling you, with elections, you always have to be to hold on to your horses.
I know, but we don't want to. We don't want to. We we want the crystal ball. We need it.
You will be shooting yourself in the foot, because people will come to you and say, "Professor, you said that Action SA is going to govern." I remember Mr. Shauri Mutsweni in the 2019 election.
Gosh,
he said, "Professor, I'm winning." And I said to him, "Professor Shauri Mutsweni, in all fairness, I haven't seen much of your party campaigning, and you will be surprised that you don't even get a seat." He says, No, you people are biased." After the election, when I spoke to him, he was very humble. He says, I think we need to go back to the dream board.
Right, just maybe.
They become so humble after once reality sets in, you know?
Yeah, look, a bit of humility in politics wouldn't do anyone any harm, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so just one question before I let you go and before we have to go to news headlines. Is the voter, the low voter turnout, I would imagine that it's not a surprise. What is the significance, though, on results if we have a low voter turnout?
Well, the significance is obviously, it would mean for me that, you know, voters have this, still have this lack of trust, which was there before the 2016 elections. Because we remember with the post 2016 elections, it was this surprising high, unusually high voter turnout. But the previous elections, you know, 2011 and going backwards, had actually been having this trend, this usual trend of a low voter turnout. But 2016 was a bit of a surprise. So I think that we are going back to that, you know, a lack of trust, you know, disgruntled voters and so on, whereby the voters believe that, you know, none of the parties actually giving them what they want. But of course, we mustn't overlook the situation that we have just had, the pandemic. This is the first election that we've had during the pandemic. So the ANC yesterday mentioned COVID fear. Perhaps, you know, there was this COVID fear. But apart from that, also the unhappiness, you know, widespread unhappiness with the lack of service delivery or poor service delivery, but it should also account for that. So, but we are still analyzing the data to be sure as to what is the main reason for this low turnout. Yes.
And we will certainly then catch you again and get your view once the numbers are in. Professor Kalebocha Mapunye, who is a professor of African politics at the University of South Africa at UNISA, chatting to us about this early stage of the result. It's 8:31. Your reaction, please.